energy that you're going to be feeling. And it's up to you to determine exactly how you want to feel your own vibration, in what context and in what form. Whether you want to feel your own energy as joy, or whether you want to feel your own energy as fear, it's up to you. But both can be instructional and both can be educational, if you use them that way. We will once again thank you for allowing us to experience each and every one of you in this link, in this transmission. And we now ask, in what way may we now be of service to you? Bashar. You! Good day.
Good day, Bashar.
Speak up so that all may hear what you have to share.
Good day, Bashar.
Thank you. Good day.
Wanted to find out when you actually come to visit us. You have told me before that we will know.
Yes.
But for me as an individual, will I be able to have direct contact with you?
That I cannot say. You will most likely have some direct contact with some member of my species, but I cannot say whether that will actually culminate in a one-to-one contact with my own actual personage.
Because I would very much look...
I understand, and you do not have to patronize or patronage me. The idea simply is that none of these things on that specific level are yet completely decided because of the ebb and flux and flow of how every one of you are creating your reality as you go. Therefore, understand. We are meeting this way now, and this is as real, in a sense, as it gets. But the idea of what you call face-to-face bodily interaction is possible as a probability for any given member of my species, but it will have to remain as a quantum probability until such time as it actually comes to happen. And then you simply find out who it is you happen to be face-to-face with.
Well, based on the way the energy reads now, can you give me a probability of meeting you again, meeting you in person?
About 17%.
Any idea why that low?
Why is that low? It's 17% higher than zero.
True.
Which it will probably be if you ask another question like that. You get the point?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. And if you could just kind of fill us in terms of what your plans are between now and then.
I have no plans ever.
In terms of what your activity is going to be,
I have no way of knowing what my activity is going to be.
Okay, or what it's likely to be.
I have no way of telling you that.
Okay, what about what you're doing, your current position now? Are you still above Cairo?
2,500 miles, yes.
Okay, still 2,500 miles.
I have not yet been 2,500 miles.
Is that the lowest you've been?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So things are, the energy down here is pretty good then.
All right, we'll say it's pretty good.
Well, is it...
But it's still 2,500 miles short.
Okay.
Of contact.
Okay, and Thursday night, I was out at Area 51, and I was wondering, we saw...
No comment, thank you.
The
you!
Good day.
And to you, good day.
I would like to ask, can you explain to us what the photon belt is?
Yes.
Are we experiencing it?
Yes.
And how can we access this for our own selves?
Thank you. Your third question, in a sense, is actually something that can be answered by the first two. Because of what the concept of the photon belt is, will show you how your third question is already answered. The photon belt, even though there will be and is an exteriorized representation of this concept, is something that is representative of the collective consciousness of your own people. In other words, to use an analogy, you are familiar with the idea that as your technology sought to break the sound barrier, and as you built machines that got closer and closer and closer to breaking the sound barrier, there would be a type of buildup, a shock wave, that made it seem more and more difficult to go through that barrier, a type of resistance built up ahead of the aircraft, until such time as the aircraft actually then finally broke through, and after it broke through that particular barrier, then it went much faster, and the